Blog Talk Radio.
For real. Oh boy, due to the graphic game warrior festiveness of this program, viewer discretion is advised. I promise you, pimping. I mean, there's so many LRPs, long range pivot jumping up on this track, man. Yeah, the dick. We spit these LRPs and we do this damn thing real tough, like, yeah, the dick. So this look bad.
The homies done made it. I'm so elated. Got all the players. Nah, they try to play me. Just cause I'm faded. Don't think that I'm crazy.
Shit, come from me, think she'll stand tall, do it all. Think she'll boost from me, steal me a pair to death that I'm from the mall.
Hell no.
Bear it all, post naked in the camera. You got a baby by me, I got a baby by you. What do you mean? I'll always be able to plug you. You tell me to lick, I tell you to suck. You be mad at each other, but we shit.
What I wanna do, that's what I want to. Don't care too much about you.
Too much about you.
Hell no.
I'll let the club dagger it, black the handcuffs and lift it in a paddy wagon. In the house to sale, without a doubt. Your mama put her house up to bail me out. If that ain't sticking to the script, I'm a future son-in-law. He never gave me no leave. Thought I wasn't love you cause you was down when
now
I was
looking
drunk.
For a game, girl, I wanna thank you. When it's coming questions. Nah, thank you. Corners I be banking. Money I be making. Read you go. Nah.
You was a newcomer. Turned out by Bill White. Gigi Hunter. Mesmerized by my slime. I popped my collar one time. Got control of your mind. Never know. Sometimes the kin of cows. Thug out. Never judge me by my clothes. When it's the drought, I be right. Season vlogs. Five times on the lookout for the power.
Oh boy, what do you know? You know? Yeah. Strike game, you underdog. Oh boy. Yeah, we say doing this. You underdig? Please relay that part of the game. Oh boy. Battle cat on the track. Oh boy. Please relay. Stick with it, Raggus. Oh boy. Please relax. We stay doing this. Spit it, pimpin'. Please relax.
DJ motherfucking Quick. Eric Sermon.
get weed trouble. E, make the beat bubble. Make the bass solo, you shake they brick out to the ground and dig them out of B rubble. Party. Happy that you shook the whole crib. And if you got a pound, eat up, I got this. Cause this is how we do it here. It's ironic that you done stepped into a room of purple hydroponic fat booty bitches sparkling. Trying to take you to a star. Trying to get you to recognize they know who you are. Can't you see the red carpet? They lay it out. And if you got a fantasy, Eric, they play it out. We big figure rap niggas. From the gate, we've been waited on and hated on since 88. Now cross my dog, you cross my path, and I'ma wet you way down from the Compton town. And I bet you, baby.
Ha, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. The bar is now open. If this is 89, that would break you up proper. Cock blocker, dump a few G's in my low low, not dough. Hold my nigga, big camera, solo, solo. Most niggas react like a homo. And when they win a crowd, then they wanna get loud. Wanna act wild and act like your criminal violence. Stretching a mile, but really got the heart of a child. Watch your mind, you steal all tickets. Extra points like a field goal kicking. Like a fucked up DA with a toss that ain't sticking. I'm walking away, a free man. Cause y'all niggas offer this sand. Just be fucking abandoned Okinawa, Japan. I fucked your mother, so now I'm the motherfucking man. Break fool on the track like it's supposed to be. And break bread with the real niggas close to me. You PMD, come on. Yeah. DJ Quick in the motherfucking house. Yeah, this sick in your mouth. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Millennium shit, yeah. Come on, yo, millennium shit, yeah. Yeah, DJ motherfucking Quick, yeah. Yeah, huh, yo, yo. Yeah, Green Eyed Bandit, yeah. Bitch niggas can't stand it. Come on, yeah, keep it bouncing, yeah. R.I.P. Rock the Trouman, yeah, yeah. Come on, huh, yeah, yo. Yeah, fuck, yeah, yeah.
red on skates?
Yes, man.
So kick the wham on this jam.
Oh, Mr. Sprinkler, Mr. Sprinkler. Wet me for one, Mr. Sprinkler. I'm heating high five and a day no split. With the yarn, I trip to the dawn. Out comes the bodies following the one idea. It's clear. Rattle to the roll. Hold back up the track, grab your roller skate, y'all. And let's dip on by. Zippity doo, now let's dip on by. Feed on the weed and we're feeling high. Sun is on thick and the cheese is rolling thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is twist, spinning and winning. No hack and sack, let me in. Still on the bottom of wave, but it's okay. Huh? It's a Saturday.
Now let's all get baked like a needle.
Watch Mr. Long, don't look at the beat.
Feel on the farm, I'll feel on the...
Hey, watch that.
It's a Saturday.
Alabama and Clemson, if we implemented that change that you talked about, how much overall time do you think we'd chop off of a game?
Well, you probably wind up cutting 15 minutes off of a game or so. I studied the playoffs last season to see the impact of it. It's about 15 minutes you cut off of a game. So the issue, though, is that the rules committee and the coaches don't want to do that right now because they think you have fewer plays. I don't really care about that. We have way more plays in the college game than the NFL game right now. And having 10 or 12 fewer plays, in my view, is not a big deal.
I've heard coaches say that fewer plays means you have less fatigue. Subsequently, guys don't perhaps get hurt at all. The clock continues to tick, folks, when we come back. Alexa, play Finn's birthday playlist.
Okay. You're gonna be here today, right?
Don't play.
Pennsylvania, Mark Jones chopping it up for the first time this year with Rock Gilmore and Quinn Kaepernick down the sideline. Little check to
a wide open Hamilton.
And Hamilton brought down inside the 40. So there's the trickery that we had projected, Quinn, with Stevenson at quarterback, too.
Q, I know you're not a fan. There's a trick play that they're using in a 45-0 game here. Not a fan, right?
Well, it's not that. I just think that there's so many options and permutations with what they can do with this two quarterback set that it's mind-boggling to think of how you stop it, because he's got run-pass options to his right. He also can throw back to the quarterback. I mean, there's amazing razzle-dazzle things that this Penn State offense can do, and it's a lot of fun to watch in practice.
Stephen's taking the stat this time, too, and keeps himself. He's doing pretty well. That looks like hurting.
Yeah.
Flag, a late one, or a horse collar.
Yeah. And remember that the rule has been expanded on horse collars. It's no longer simply the back of the jersey. It's also the side. Anything that pulls a player back like this, although that was left hand traditional, pull him down by the collar. That's a good catch by the official.
Yeah, that's a classic horse collar right there. And Deontay Moore, the culprit.
Personal foul, illegal horse collar tackle. Defense, number 56, 16-yard penalty, automatic, first down.
Yeah, so back to the trick play and the two-quarterback system, it may simply be, this is another weapon. I mean, they may have a complete package that they will use this season with Stevens and McSorley out there. You have that. Now you put the other teams on notice. They've got to prep for that package. They got to find time for it.
Completes the pass here on the receiver screen to Brandon Pope.
And
both brought down to 14.
And don't underestimate the importance of getting Stevens in the game. I mean, right now, you're looking at McSorley being a starter for the next couple seasons, right?
Right.
So
he's a junior?
Yeah. So you don't want guys to think he's something that's fit for two more years.
Those things tend to work themselves out. Or not. Second and six. Stevens taking the snap and sorely watching. Stevens made a nice move. Oh!
And a flag. And Stevens got thrilled after sliding
at the 8-yard line. Somebody came in late.
Yeah, led with the crown, targeting right at the head. Not a good series right here. Back-to-back plays for Moore. He comes in flying late, pass leading with the head. He gets real close in there. That's real close.
That's the second. Moore is going to be hit with the penalty.
He's going to be gone.
We saw an ejection last night in that Wisconsin Utah State game.
Following the play, personal foul, late hit with targeting. Defense. The ruling of targeting is under further video review.
Boy, Moore looks like he's already headed to the locker room.
Well, you know, there's more emphasis on targeting. Now, this is simply uncalled for. You're leading with the head. You're going right. And this is the thing that you want out of the game completely. It's not even close. That's got to go out. This is what gives parents and everybody a lot of concern. And that's why the rules are changing to eliminate this stuff. That should be completely unnecessary. It should never happen on the field. It's dangerous for Moore, and it's dangerous for Steven. We had 144 targeting ejections last season. 2 years ago, it was 72. So the rules are changing to change the behavior, and there's more of it being flagged.
It's the most hated rule out there. Fans don't like it. Fans are like, oh, come on, you're taking guys out of the game. But from a safety standpoint, it's completely necessary.
The ruling of targeting is confirmed. 15-yard penalty, automatic first down. By rule number 56 is disqualified.
And, Rod, just to put a period on it, it's obviously the best way to get some behavioral modification if you adhere strict to the rule, right?
Yeah. Well, we do know this. We know that behavior is changing. I mean, we've seen games. Players are trying to get their head out of the way. The behavior, that's good. It's rarely that you see someone go forward directly with the head these days. We're seeing more people try to change. It's the inadvertent guy who's trying to do the right thing that gets kicked out of the game that you're worried about.
A first and goal after the penalty and the subsequent ejection of Deontay Moore. Tommy Stevens in this drive at quarterback. Got Jamon Johnson at the bottom of your screen for the potential jump ball, but he keeps himself at first touchdown. Tommy Stevens.
And he is a fan favorite. He is more of your traditional Penn State kind of quarterback, 6'5", 224, built in the mode of Todd Blackledge, Kerry Collins, yes. Christian Hackenberg. And he's used to kind of what they're used to seeing around here, not McSorley at 6 feet tall.
And a lot of options, a lot of weapons, a lot of variables. They all seem to work, Rod, for Penn State.
This is a loaded offense.
For Stevens, that's his third rushing touchdown of his career. The extra point makes it 52-0.
Got a little celebration, too. They get more than one athletic quarterback. Tommy Stevens showed you something on that drive. They are loaded here at Penn State.
What is the power of Pacific? It's life insurance and retirement solutions to help you reach your goals. It's having the confidence to create the future that's most meaningful to you. It's protection for generations of families. And 150 years of strength and stability. And when you're able to harness all of that, that's the power of Pacific. Ask a financial advisor about Pacific Life.
I want you to take it easy. Go slow.
Come on, Mom.
For the ones who keep pushing, always unstoppable.
For adults with advanced non-small cell lung cancer, previously treated with plasma-based chemotherapy, including those with an abnormal ALK or EGFR gene who've tried an FDA-approved targeted therapy, here's a question. Who wouldn't want a chance for another? Who'd say no to a... Who wouldn't want a chance to live longer? Opdivo, nivolumab. Opdivo demonstrated longer life versus chemotherapy. Over 40,000 of these patients have been prescribed Opdivo. Opdivo works with your immune system. Opdivo can cause your immune system to attack normal organs and tissues in your body and affect how they work. This may happen anytime during or after treatment and may become serious and lead to death. See your doctor right away if you experience new or worsening cough, chest pain, shortness of breath, diarrhea,
Thank you. This is the Marty Smith Show, and I'm Marty Smith. We got NC2A football, got a little music, got a little vibe, but I don't know what's going on with my website here. We are always in the throe of something at Blog Talk Radio. I know I'm on the air because I can hear me on my phone. We'll get back to NFL after we play some of this musicale. How about that there? Everything is hot here in L.A. There's another storm coming to the southern region that may affect Houston, Texas, and all of those Gulf bordering states. Beware. I think it's Irma. I don't know.
Thank you. Look for but one woman is gonna get fun.
Mosquito two, mosquito jump in a hot callaloo. Woo! Hear that? Uh-huh. Wake it up, I kill about it. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Woo! One time el paso, one time. Two time el paso, two time. Three time el paso, three time. Four time el paso, four time. Aguacho, el paso, el paso, aguacho. Work it, baby, work it.
Mosquita one, mosquita
two, mosquita jump in a hot
callaloo.
Woo!
A big baby. Using a 10 for the first time on the Windows 10 PC. Right.
Baby, that won't stop you from loving me. You want to tell you about it.
Ever wonder what's in the beard? If it's a bug bite?
Mosquito one, mosquito two, mosquito jump in a hot callaloo. Woo! You are big, yo. Do it one time and do it again. El paso, aguaso, aguaso, el paso. Move it up. Yeah, yeah. From the south, lose the way. Blaze away. Walk up.
Ladies, it's weather for this season opener in Norman, Oklahoma and UTEP. UTEP won the toss, deferred to the second half, so we get a chance to see Oklahoma's offense. Right away. Off we go. Here comes the Kentucky transfer just for that top of the 24. That's where Oklahoma begins. And we go down to Bruce Feldman.
Joe, one of the first calls Rick and Riley made after he became the head coach was to his old mentor, Ruffin McNeil. McNeil was the guy who had hired Riley when he was just 26 to be the offense coordinator at East Carolina. McNeil told me he was very happy as an assistant at Virginia. But when Riley called, it was an offer he could not refuse. He said when he was my offensive coordinator, he turned down three or four jobs to stay with me. One of them would have paid triple than what I could pay for. That loyalty, Lincoln's the only person I would have left Virginia to go work for.
Yeah, at 33 years old, he takes over the program officially today. Sooners begin from the 24 with a hand to Adams. He's got a team for a first down of the 30. The sophomore Orlando from Maryland, the first running back to get a touch. And this is part of the question. How do they replace P. Ryan Mixon? A lot of production moved on to the NFL. P. Ryan Mixon. Mixon actually here today at the game. You got to figure out who that bell cow is going to be in the backfield.
Backfield again. He's got a gain of two. It'll be second and eight. 70% of their offensive yards long. You got the field, you got the offensive line, but we're going to meet some new guys as this season rolls out of the skill spot. In particular, on the outside of wide receivers, someone has to replace Petey Westbrook, who was just unbelievable last year winning the Blitnikoff.
44 points a game a year ago, third best in the country. On the opening drive, it's 2nd and 7. Mayfield well protected. A man comes open underneath. It's Adams out of the backfield for a first down and more. Abdul Adams inside the 25, but a gain of 37.
That's the thing you've got to be able to do as a running back in this Oklahoma offense. You have to be able to catch the football out of the backfield. And the thing I love most about this play was the poise by Baker Mayfield. Patient in the pocket, didn't get flustered, found the completion.
First career reception for the freshman, C.D. Lamb, who's crunched on a loss of 2. Julian Jackson there. Lamb, one of the guys they hope can fill this void.
Look at the numbers and the production last year. I think that was most impressive was really Lincoln Riley. Off to a slow start last year. He kind of figured out the identity of this offense. It really was more of a run-based offense with P. Ryan and Mixon. And then some big shots to D.D. Westbrook. You have to figure out that identity of what the Sooners are in 2017 with all those missing pieces.
First or second down and 12 from the 25. Mayfield tips one for Mark Andrews. And it's first down and goal. Leading returning receiver from a season ago has his first reception.
Mark Andrews tends to be that red zone target they look for whenever they get to this area of the field.
Rodney Anderson steps out of the tackle, and he's in for the Oklahoma touchdown.
This is about as easy as it's going to get. Look at the size advantage that Oklahoma has on the offensive line. 5 returning starters. They're going to bully this UTEP defensive front. Very similar to last year, a very efficient drive. Saw that from Baker Mayfield last year. 2nd record in the FBS for efficiency as a quarterback.
Austin Seibert on for the extra point. Just like that, Oklahoma breaks the scoring seal. Minute 16. 6 plays, 76 yards, and Lincoln Riley's offensive mind helps produce an easy opening drive.
Number 76, Big Will Hernandez, 6'3", 330 pounds, He's been identified as a second-team AP All-American. Something that's pretty rare when you talk about the division of football that he plays, but he has demonstrated a skill set that I think is going to lead him to playing on Sunday.
Now, the first All-American O-lineman in UTEP history.
You'll remember Forrest Lamp out of Western Kentucky. He was the third-team AP All-American in the preseason, getting drafted the Los Angeles Chargers.
The timeout stays here for the play clock winding down.
UTEP calls their first timeout at the half.
First one of the game, and we'll take it with them. 7-0 Sooners.
Best pizzas, New York style.
No way. Chicago deep dish.
Oh, no. White sauce.
Half a deep taxi.
No. Pepperoni.
Extra crunchy.
Anyway, hash should be included in three.
Top of the river.
How?
Eggplant.
Dude, really?
That's not pizza. Come on.
And a Coke.
You got that right. You go please.
My pizza goes best with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Only with a Coke.
We don't just want to watch the game the cable gives us. We want all the teams, no matter where we live. So direct TV NFL Sunday Ticket.
Thank you so very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now look here. But it don't mean a thing if it don't got the go-go swing. It goes doo-wop, 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 doo-wop. We're going to do this one over, y'all. By special request, y'all. You got that go-go swing. We're going to do it for Sean and Vinny of Harvard University. If any, Vinny and Sean known to body to dawn.
Just came off with an equipment issue.
fresh set of downs for UTEP from the 35. Here comes Dawn. Yeah, after Dawn, not much room. Running behind that offensive line that very clearly is the biggest strength of this team. And last year, paved the way for one of the best running backs in the conference, and Aaron Jones. But he's gone. So a lot like Oklahoma having to replace a lot of skill position players, UTEP having to deal with the same thing, especially running back. Shy of the 40. Stephen Parker into the mouth, and it's third down.
Brian Metz is going to have to continue to use his legs, and probably a better athlete than most people realize. There's people who haven't seen him play before. Yeah, he's got to make good decisions. I think right there is an example of that. Oklahoma brought some pressure, and they're going to win that one-on-one battle up front the majority of the time. Metz just has to make sure that he preserves that right to punt. Force anything versus this Oklahoma defense. Don't capitalize on
it. And they are really taking their time between plays. This is no mistake. You mentioned how often they shift before the plays. You see this normally, but especially against Oklahoma, don't give them any more time with the ball than they have to. They just barely get it off. The twist is picked up. Matt's trying to turn the shoulders and find a man, and he does for a first down. First down reception for Warren Reddix, and the Miners have converted both third downs on this drive.
You got to love this from Ryan Metz. One of the toughest things to do as a right-handed quarterback is escape the pocket to your left, turn your shoulders to address your target, and be able to make the conversion on third down. Well, Warren Reddix, but exactly what you're coached to do. Your quarterback scrambles. You're trying to find a way to get back to your quarterback, come back to the football, and make him play. Looking for a guy to step up. Reddix looks like he's that guy this year.
Yeah. I'd say that is his biggest strength, is his ability to find windows. Good route runner. On the 46-yard line, first play in Oklahoma territory for the UTEP offense. And Walter Dawn has the sideline. Inside the 20 on a 22-yard run.
Well, a key there was the fact they brought in an additional offensive lineman at tight end right here. Number 77, Jerome Brooks. Now, what the problem is, they're going to wrap this to the backside. You're going to see this run come all the way out the back door. And some of that issue happens where you see an offense that's making a strike to one side, really trying to set up to make the play cut back for the big game.
Back to Dawn, who's got a big hole and a touchdown. Opening drive score for the Miners as Dawn rips off back-to-back long runs. This one from 17.
Right up the gut. We talked about left guard Will Hernandez, second team preseason All-American. The center, Darren Gatewood, he's not too bad either. The second-year starter at center, and those were the guys really helping to pave the way to create those holes in the interior of the defense.
Months for 36 months, it's released now.
Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Not every rivalry is a fair fight. Like Wendy.
What I feel now. That's all the sound, exactly what it is.
were drafted off to the NFL. These were the starters we saw a year ago making the way to the Orange Bowl. Those are the guys who remain. Five. Fewest of any FBS school. Four on offense, one on defense, Todd.
I really got hit the hardest on defense. I mean, it's so rare. We even asked Don Brown, have you ever coached a team where you have 10 guys graduate and move on at the same time? And he said, no, never before. Again, the good news is in today's world of college football, you play your backups a lot. You rotate in backup linebackers, backup linemen, DBs. So all these guys have played, and they've played some significant minutes. But now being a starter for a lot of these guys is an expanded role, and it requires better execution and better concentration.
Virginia. He's got good pedigree. Grandfather Bobby was an All-American basketball player at NC State. And he really conditioned himself well and was disciplined this offseason, losing 23 pounds.
Yeah, real clean eating. It's about like the way the truth is. And the ground.
Is there anything that was breathing? We just saw Chris Evans. He averaged 7 yards a carry last year. His left tackle, Mason Cole, has started 38 consecutive games. David Reese should be very productive. And they have to replace a lot of defensive tackles. But Hugh Dawson could be the next great one. Number 7, a senior. Most career pass breakups among any four defenders.
School is defensive line. The strength of the backbone of this team.
Just 2 yards beyond the original line of scrimmage, another tackle for Reese.
A very fast and athletic defense. We talked about Michigan losing guys and having 8 defenders drafted. This Florida defense has 7 guys drafted off of their team. Randy Shannon, before the end of this year, he was an assistant before Jim Collins moved on to take over the head job. Three national championships with a player coach.